Welcome to Shomach Shavan and Dav Shir sponsor Loi Nishma Sarbi Yaakov Shom Leah Basitzchok. We're holding in Tzoyto Dav Lamed Zayin. The Gemara with Beis brings that there's three breaches that Am Yisrael has. The Gemara says two opinions what they were. One says that they were Har Sinai and Oel Moed is one, because they were Kolos and Har Sinai and Protest and Oel Moed. The second one was Arva Smoyim right before they passed the Jordan River. And the third one is Har Grizim and Har Evil. Says the Gemara, that argues Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva holds that clothes of protest were given in Sinai, that's priest number one. Priest number two is what was given to them in Oyel Moyet. And priest number three was given to them in Arva Smoya before they crossed the river. Comes out from Divya Gemara that clearly there's only three places to have the brisos. It can't be more than three. The only question is, where are the three? There's a machlekes. And depending on the machlekes, we know if Har Grizim and Har Evil are part of it or not part of it. What is the meaning of these three brisos and why it's specifically three? So the Shem Shmuel and the Tzaddik and the Pritzatik go in a very similar mahalach to explain the idea of the three brisos. We'll start with the Shem Shmuel, it's a little more simpler. The Shem Shmuel says that the Adam has three parts to him. One part, the highest part, is called the Seichel, or we call Neshama. Then there's the part called the Nefesh, which is the Adam himself. And then you have the Guf, the body below. Connected each one of these Chalokim, you have a Bris. The Bris in Sinai, according to Rabbi Akiva at least, the Bris in Sinai is a Bris connected to the Seichel, connected to the Neshama. The Bris in Oel Moed, we have Korbanos, that they take care of the Nefesh Adam, that's connected to Nefesh. And then the Bris that you have right before they go into Eretz Yisrael, that's a Bris connected to the Guf. Because once you go into Eretz Yisrael, you have the goof of the Adam, a person is starting to be more physical in Eretz Yisrael after leaving the Midbar. The Shem Shmuel continues and says that connected each one of these brisos, we have an Aveiro against it. Connected to the Seichel, the Neshama, we have Chet HaEgel and Har Sinai. Connected to the Nefesh, we have the Chet HaMiraglim. That's connected to the Nefesh, the Leif. And then in Arvus Moyov was the chet of Bnois Moyov. And there was connected the guf, the physical chet. And he concludes and says, even though we didn't have the full hashpa of these brisos because of the chatoim, we still got three things connected them. We got Mishkan Shiloh, he says, was connected the seichel, because Yosef represents the seichel, and Shiloh was in by El Chelik of Yosef. And then he had Migdash Rishon, we Shor Soshchino. It's connected the lev, connected the nefesh. And by Sheni, that did not have such big, great Yilushchino, so that's connected the roof. Rabbi Tzaddik HaKohen goes in a similar mahalach, but a little deeper. And he says ideas like this. In Har Sinai, Am Yisrael were in such a high level that they completely did not have any physicality to them at all. The Mamlechus Koyani Vigoy Kodosh, completely immersed in the Gdush of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then in Oel Moed, it's already a little more physical. They do get Man Min HaShemayim, but, you know, the Tzaddikim get it right in front of the door. The Rishon have to walk to it. There's a little more physicality involved. Then when you go into Eretz Yisrael, that becomes very physical. That's already, you don't have Gilu Shechina, you don't have the Mon coming from Shemayim. It's not the same place. You're living a regular physical life. Now, the main tachlis of Am Yisrael was to be like the level of Har Sinai. In that very high level. And if Moshe Rabbeinu would go into Eretz Yisrael, they would be zoichet to that. They would come to Eretz Yisrael, everything would give them from Shemayim, and they would be oisek and Torah, that's all they had. But because all the chatoim that they did, and Moshe Rabbeinu did not go into Eretz Yisrael, now going to Eretz Yisrael becomes very physical, and that's what they're dealing with. And these are the third three brises that we have. We have a bris of Har Sinai, which is the higher level, the less physical. The one Oel Moed, which is the one which is a little bit more physical. And then you have the one in Arvus Moyev, which was Am Yisrael completely leaving the Midbar, becoming completely physical. And with that, he comes to explain the beginning of this week's Parsha, Parshas Behar. Because it says, in the beginning of Parshas Behar, we learn, Ma'inyan Shemitah etzal Har Sinai. The question is, why is Shemitah mentioned by Har Sinai? So he says the pshat, the oimik of the question is, Shemitah is when you have a land and you're dealing with physicality, tell you 1 year you'll do Shemitah. But by Sinai, we're talking about Am Yisrael, a much higher level. A level there's no physicality. So how can you speak about Shemitah when you're in the level of Har Sinai? And the answer to this, that's what Rashi says, that the whole Torah called Diktokeya Shel Torah, everything was given in the Sinai. Meaning, everything that will happen to Am Yisrael in the future, everything that they need to, any tools that they need in order to stand all the challenges that will come throughout the generation, was given in Sinai. So even though when they're in Sinai, they're in a much higher level, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the coming to Eretz Yisrael, they'll do Chatorim, they won't have the same level. So he's already giving them the tools how to be able to survive in a physical world. And that's the mitzvah of Shemitah. Shemitah, in a physical world, you also have a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we see here, based on the Shem Shmuel, Pritzadik, there's three types of brisos that reflect the three different levels of Adam. And there has to be three and three only. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shava email list to Hotzogu, please email shomarshava@gmail.com.